And you catch me a handful of hair, you ain't done nothing. Catch a few that hurt, but you catch a handful of hair on me, shoot, you ain't done nothing. Yeah, I believe you could hang me there. Sometimes some people be combing me, you know, and they're taking the light.
Brush.
I say, comb, I say, what y'all doing? I say, comb me. Put down on that comb. I say, y'all ain't hurting my head. They're not afraid we might hurt you. I say, you ain't hurting me. I said, bear down on that comb.
But you always use a comb. Do you ever, you never use a...
Not like a brush, no.
You never brush? You
never, I never did, no.
Never what? Never brush?
Never brush them. Never always brush. A comb.
Yeah.
And that's a funny thing, I've got a habit, and I'll get up in the morning, I can't leave here without getting in there and combing my hair. And if I'm going to bed at night, before I go to bed at night, my hair's going to be combed. I got to run that comb through my hair. That's a funny thing. He'll just worry the devil out of me before I go to sleep if I ain't got it combed that night.
What might a woman wear over her dress in the kitchen? She might wear.
They used to have little aprons they'd make, keep their clothes from getting dirty, things like that.
Yeah.
They all had aprons, all them old ladies and all. They all, some of them had them all the way up, and most of them were just waist. Lean against something, you know, and keep them getting dirty.
Yeah. You know how women are about dresses. They might, your wife might say, oh, I can't decide this. That's a pretty dress, but this one's even. That one's pretty, but this one's even.
Pretty than that other one.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't know which one they want then.
Yeah. What would a man wear when he go out in the wintertime? What would a man wear around?
He'd wear either a suit or a jacket. That boy telling you from Foley, Alabama, boy, you talk about somebody used to love to dance. That son used to love to dance. In summertime, we didn't have no fan or nothing like that. Air conditioned, be just the windows open in that big building, and boy, you talk about hot in there. And boys would go to dancing in there, and you do that like that and you'd see water fly out of that shirt. It'd be so wet.
Yeah.
They wouldn't quit though. No, sir. They wouldn't miss a dance.
If your old suit wore out, you'd have to go out and
buy another one.
Buy what?
You never had no more than, you could say one good suit. That's all you'd have in them days. Like one good pair of shoes and all. I don't know, we didn't worry about getting that kind of stuff, you know? What you had, you make out with it. But you wouldn't say, well, I got this suit and I want to get me another one and all that. No, you going to wear it until it wear out.
If you had a suit, you wouldn't go out and buy a...
No, I wouldn't go out and buy another one.
A new one? New what?
I got more clothes now than I ever had in my life. I keep giving clothes away. And I mean good clothes. I'll put it that way. People give it to me. I'm a person, the size I am, mostly any ordinary person, it'll fit me. It's a funny thing.
Yeah.
I'm not tall. I might sometime have to let out the cuff or something like that, or maybe take up in it or something, but the coat and shoulder and all that will fit me just as pretty. That's a funny thing.
You might say,
just my size, that's all.
Yeah. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it, you know,
mm-hmm.
When somebody gets bigger, you might say,
yeah.
It won't fit this year, but last year it the year before it.
Well, it might be too small or something.
Yeah, it's too small now, but